Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry I'm late. Let me entertain you. Hello, world. How are you? Come on, play. Hello. How is everything? Hi. Hiya. Hello, world. This is me. Well, I keep telling you, me. Who's me? I don't know. Maybe I don't want to know who's who in the zoo. So, hey, there's Frankie with us tonight. He only comes once every Monday to play his music, which I appreciate. And he doesn't even charge me. That's even better. Remember that four-letter word called free. Yes. Okay. Frankie, thank you for coming. Okay, don't get loud on me now. That's not right. Okay. Thanks, Frankie. Thanks. Thank you. Okay. Now, we are going to learn, or not to learn, we're going to know the secrets of happiness. Because it's time. Time. Oh, just a minute now. Hold on. I just don't know. Just hold on. That's what I like about you people. You know how to hold on. Hold on. Here we are. We have a bulletin arrived just now. We have the bulletin. Bulletin arrived. I'm going to read it to you. Okay, this is an emergency. Here we are. The bulletin reads, vote for nobody. One, nobody will keep election promises. Two, nobody will listen to your concerns. Three, nobody will help the poor and destitute. Four, nobody cares about you and your family. And nobody tells the truth. Wow. So, moral of the story is vote for nobody. Okay. Now we're going to start off with the secret of happiness. And I'm going to share this with you because it's time. Now, look, if you wish to call in and ask, please write down the phone number, 347-826-7154. 347-826-7154. Okay, here we go. Your addictive demands trigger separating emotions that create your unhappiness. That which you emotionally demand to avoid can be just as much an additive demand as something you emotionally demand to have. The first step in dealing effectively with an addictive demand is to be aware that you have an addiction. You know, you have an addiction if you notice any of the following, okay? Number one, you feel tension or tightness in your body. Two, you experience separating emotions. You keep telling yourself over and over that things should be different. Your life seems bogged down by a problem? Okay. Now, changing your demands to preferences, you know, can enormously increase your happiness. You provide yourself with a much more enjoyable experience when you prefer that your evening not be tied up. And I don't mean by rope either, Okay. But you no longer demand it. When you prefer that things be different from the way they are, you can enjoy your life even though. One, you know, you can still want what you want. Two, you can still try to make changes. Three, you can still think you're right. Now, with a preference, you just don't have to feel upset or unhappy. Your friends and family will find you more pleasant to be around at such times. You thus transform your experience of life. In a situation that you previously thought was forcing you to feel upset. Some people hold on to the fear or righteous anger. They think they need to act appropriately to things they don't like. But fear over not enough security, frustration about not through sensations, or anger about being unable to control things is not a part of the good life. Okay? Exchanging demands for preferences is a solution that often works like magic. So, when we talk about accepting a situation or behavior that you don't like in yourself or another person, we are referring to your internal emotional acceptance. This here and now emotional acceptance does not keep you from trying to change a situation or behavior or prevent it in the future. So, however you decide to respond outwardly, that decision will be made with greater clarity if you operate from a preference, internal emotional acceptance, okay? Then from an addictive demand, which is an emotional resistance, clinging, or ignoring. Up-leveling demands to preferences is a skill you can acquire. With practice, you will no longer be buffeted around by all kinds of things that happen in your life that you previously thought made you unhappy. You will become the master of your experience. You will develop a new energy of enjoyment, fun, and ability to handle adversity. And it's so strange. That's what I do for a living is in workshops, is I teach people how to respond in a way that lightens up the whole world and lightens up the situation. You will profoundly experience the joy of living regardless of what is happening around you. And you will become more effective in focusing your energy and making changes. Things are not changeable. Instead of beating your head against the brick walls of life that are not changeable now, increasing your self-appreciation, self-esteem, even when you do and say things that you wish you hadn't, it will also encourage you to appreciate and love other people unconditionally. You may not like what they do or say, but you will learn to perceive them as a beautiful essence of humanity behind the particular programming which creates their actions and words in each moment of their lives. So this cause and effect concept, your programming determines your inner experience. Is easy to explain and understand, and sometimes are ingrained habits. Hello? Make it difficult to apply. Somebody's calling in now. Call in. Yes, I'll go on the radio. The cause and effect concept, I'm going to repeat this, your programming determines your inner experience. It's easy to explain and understand. and sometimes our ingrained mental habits make it difficult to apply in heated situations. Our success in developing the skill of up-leveling our demands into preferences is a vital factor in determining whether we live the happiest life possible. So, I mean, in my workshops, you can move towards achieving a dynamic mental ability that will transform your life and allow you to discover a deeper joy of living. So let's talk about using your experiences, okay? You see, I do workshops on this. And I'm in California, and people pay me for flying out wherever I am, if I'm in Hawaii or wherever. So you can call on my 1-800 number, 333-LAFF, which stands for 5233. I will repeat it. If you're interested in July's workshop, call 1-800-333-5233, which stands for LAFF. And we'll talk about what would make you happy and how to get. Okay? And using your experiences is one of the titles. If you don't like music that is coming out of your cassette player or your CD or DVD, you don't usually criticize the machine, do you? You simply take out the program that was playing and replace it with a program you enjoy more. The Living Love Methods enables you to reprogram your wonderful mind. We like to think of the mind as a biocomputer because it helps us be aware of both the working of the computer and the program we put into it. Of course, it can be a lot easier to change a program in your cassette player or CD or DVD that you don't like than to change a program in your mind. However, if you want to feel happier, it is essential that you become an expert in changing the programs in your mind that make you feel separate from yourself or other people and thus destroy your ability to love. And I just want to share with you, I lived once on the ocean in White Rock, British Columbia. And I remember a lady friend staying over in my apartment. And I didn't realize that the train goes by. And, of course, I hear this train go by, which is not half a block away. And I think negative of it. I think, oh, no, the noise of a train. Where my lady friend says, oh, wow, listen to that train. I'm going out to see it. Yeah. What a great feeling. She took it to a higher level. And I'll never forget that because every time I hear a train, I think of her. I think, hey, she made a positive out of it. So what? Might sound silly, but it's a silly way of just saying one thing, though. So, look, the things you don't like in your life can be perceived as gifts, real opportunities to acquire the skill of transforming your experience into new dimensions of enjoyment, appreciation, and love for yourself and others. At the beginning of the two worksheets, for each day that isn't usually in the workshop, we'll write about gifts that life has taken you during the day. Situations that triggered demands which made you upset. It is vital that you use your experience of each day to develop insight and perspective by pinpointing your demands. This use of your daily demands will fuel your growth. Now, I'm going to ask you all a question. What would make you happy? I wish you'd call in on that. 347-826-7154. My name is Dr. Phila, Doctor of Humor, a humorologist. Yes, and in 1988, just a little bit, you know, I was on TV with Steve Ellen and The Healing Power of Laughter and Play. So, rise above and call in. And if you don't, then that's too bad for you. You're going to miss out, man. How do you want to make happy? You got to be. So, we're going to do a few more philosophies. I think that's enough for you to understand right now that we can talk more about happiness. We will. But let's do, it's philosophy time. I should have a song. It's philosophy time, but I can't sing. So, here we are. One. I don't have a lot of real friends, but I'm okay with that. Nowadays, real friends lie to each other. They talk about each other. Say they love and support you and smile in your face while stabbing you in the back. I'm cool. Next. The older you get, the more you realize that it isn't about material things or pride or ego. It's about our hearts and who they beat for. This is a fairy godmother, or let's say the fairy. She says, you know, dear, karma's only a bitch if you are. Karma, I guess you all know what karma is. Cause and effect. It always comes back to you. No doubt. No doubt. So what you ever give out, I wish you could see me. I'm pointing out to the forward, and I'm turning my hand around, round to me, to the back, and it gets you right in the back. My saying for that is, for cause and effect, I don't like to swear, but revenge, nah, I'm too lazy. I'm going to sit here and let karma fix you up. Change the words there, I couldn't swear. Okay, someone who wants the best for you is what's best for you. That makes sense, eh? Aha! How are you doing, everybody? You're doing your breathing? That's the biggest thing you should do, is breathe. Slowly from the lower body, lower tummy. And you do that 3 times, counting to 8 and counting down to 8. Okay, I had to tell you that. I keep saying that. Always be yourself. Unless you're mean and narcissistic, then don't. Got Jesus laughing. It's about time. Got another Jesus laughing, and I see his aura. It's time. It's time to see Jesus laughing. Because he was. He was a joyful guy. Everybody's to... wants to see the cross. I don't. Okay, back to my message. The message is love more, and then you'll worry less. You'll have more time to love. Sometimes you have to do what's best for you and your life, not what's best for everyone else. Okay. You have the power. You have the strength. You have the talent to fulfill your destiny. Amen. So, just going to sign off. And before I do, you remember the elephant story last week, eh? Well, it's important. So, I feel that it was enough for tonight. And I might surprise you next Monday. I don't know what I'm going to be talking about, but it's going to be something. It would be really nice if you even call me on that 1-800 number, 333-5233, and leave your message of what would make you happy. I repeat, 800-333-5233. What would make you happy? And I'll talk about it next week. But don't mention your name. You can make a phony name up. I won't know. Who knows? You don't have to say no name. That would be even better. Okay. I'm going to sign off. And I think we should put on some nice music to breathe in and breathe out. If I can find the nice music to do that. Just hold on. Hold on. You know, I might even do some meditation next week. It would be really good for you guys and girls and your beautiful people. You know that. Okay, I want you to have a great week. And remember, when things get you, slowly breathe. 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 Remember that. My favorite words are breathe. 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 Okay.
Look at me now.
Here we go.
I'm not a crazy man.
He's not a crazy man, you know that.
Running away.
Running away, running away. Don't you dare run away.
From things I don't
understand.
Seeing myself.
Mm,
just like a child.
Just like a child. Yes.
Dance at the dark. Nothing but
shadow. Turns on the light for me, light for me, light for me.
Show me another way where I can clearly see.
Open for love, open for love, open for love.
You will find it.
You will find it, find it, find it.
You're looking for love. Baby,
it's all around you.
If you open for love.
Open for love. Open for love.
It will find you.
Find you. Find you.
You're looking for love, baby.
Feeling me now.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time, long time, long time.
Seems like
forever. Forever,
forever.
Since I have been. Yeah. Open for love.
Breaking through.
Breaking through. breakthrough.
Lifting me.
Lifting
you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That 800 number 333-5233 that stands for LAFF for workshops. Okay. What I was going to tell you, to check me out, my name is, my directors call me Dr. P-H-E-L-A, Fela Good. But I didn't like Fela Good because sometimes I feel the no good. Okay. But Google me, and I'll tell you what my name is under Dr. P-H-E-L-A. Fela. Good. G-O-O-D-S-T-E-I-N. So, Dr. Fela Goodstein. Google that name, and it'll tell you more about me. That's a place where it tells the truth. I don't know what they're saying. Whatever they say, it is true. You can't change Google. Google's gotcha. So Google me. And thank you. And have a great week, you wonderful souls, you beautiful souls. Remember that elephant story. Keep your energy up. Don't let anybody get to you. Intelligent people, ignore it. What everybody puts you down or anything, ignore. Then we know you're intelligent. Okay. Love you all. Until the next time again. Bye for now.